leadership's playing a crucial role in Hong Kong tensions. Refugees in Ukraine need your help. And what's more important, caring for physical or spiritual needs? We're diving into these headlines today on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hong Kong's in turmoil. The former British colony reverted to Beijing's control 17 years ago. Beijing wants to hold an election for the CEO of the territory, which was fine until it came out that Beijing was controlling the pool of candidates. That led to protests, clashes, and crackdowns. Asian Access's Joe Hanley says,
the Beijing government said they're not going to change their position. They're holding strong, and they're going to back the police as well as the current CEO. But the student protesters and others on the streets that have joined them say they're not going to back down either.
There's a lesson here. Leadership and character count. A2 trains leaders through biblical principles. Hong Kong is the site for their newest initiative.
Once we bridge from pastor to marketplace leader, it will begin to flow the influence across many sectors of society.
Nobody wants another Tiananmen Square. The next few weeks are crucial to that. Handley's heading to Hong Kong in December.
Pray for Asian Access as we enter that space.
We turn next to Ukraine, where pro-Russian separatists are trying to retake the Donetsk airport. At least 10 people were killed this week, despite a ceasefire announced in early September. Mission Eurasia, formerly Russian Ministry, says people who fled fighting this spring desperately need your help. Mission Eurasia is helping Ukrainian churches hand out winter supplies and the hope of Christ. You can support their efforts through a link at our website. This is Mission Network News. What do doctors and pastors have in common? Well, a lot of things, including the fact that they're both incredibly draining jobs. Yet, Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, tells us of remarkable people in India that are both. In remote villages, Christians and Hindus alike wait in line to be prayed over and treated by these pastors. But their medical resources are pretty limited. Find out how you can help them out through a link at our website and ask God to lead these patients to follow Him. In other news, college students, listen up. Urbana 15 is coming. Urbana, which is a student missions conference run by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, can help answer your questions about how you can engage your world. Una Lucy Lee of InterVarsity tells us why InterVarsity is focusing on poor college kids.
The students graduate at some point and get jobs, and it really is our belief at InterVarsity that students can be world changers, that this generation is going to have an impact.
While registration doesn't open up till March, watch for updates at our website. If you've never considered missions, don't write it off.
I think everybody should consider going. I think it's a fantastic opportunity for college students, again, to come, to be with thousands and thousands of other college students considering what God would have them do with their whole lives, the totality of their lives, and then for the length of their life, how God would have them be involved in missions.
And people debate whether addressing physical needs or spiritual needs is important for ministry. Dr. Steve Edmondson shares insight from Starfish's ministry to the people of Laganoff, Haiti.
We set it up as this either-or question, and we have one choice. I think the question is wrong. As long as we set the gospel of Jesus as central to what we do, then it's central in the context of what their reality is. To proclaim it and to demonstrate it through acts of love and service is an expression of the same gospel.
See how Starfish puts this into practice at our website. You can also find ways to come alongside their work by praying, giving, and or going.
It's only in the context of showing up in that village that we have gained an audience and earned the right for people to hear about the good news of Jesus Christ.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.